Okay, go ahead, Susanna. Thank you, Brent. Fairly good questions.
Okay, hi. Just wanted to follow up on your conversation from Linda, with Linda, yes, last week, talking about how you can't take your power back when you give it to the tech body, but that now we're on the next step.
Right.
Now, were you talking specifically about Linda or in general with people?
In general. When you give your power to the tech body has to yield it back to you, and it won't.
So that's why you talked about or you spoke about wooing it back.
Best you can.
So it is possible.
Best you can. Well, yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, you ever gave a tech body a blowjob, honey? Not the easiest thing to do.
So then that's why you went into the detail about just using the tech body to your best benefit.
Exactly right. Because otherwise you're going to find yourself sideways. See, you play the fool, and it's going to play you like a bad habit. And that was the whole point that we were. And Jenny was making the point of saying that she was in control and she had it worked out and she had it all set. And we go, yeah, good, ain't no problem. That's right, Jenny Bell, Jenny Almighty, good. But for those that don't have that secured in the damn heavenlies, be aware because you won't get it back. That's the point.
And then you also spoke about that the next step, that we're on to the next step of, you know, having given the power back to the tech body, we're on to the next step, and that's wooing the power back. And then you make reference to the veil, when the veil was rent in two, and that was when the upper room was open 40 days after Easter for Pentecost.
Yep.
So
that's right.
Have we taken a backward step or several?
No, because you just created another box. You just created another box. You built the Ark of the Covenant. You had made a tabernacle. You made the temple. You made the inner, outer, and middle kingdom. You made the setup. You had the shewbread. You put it on the altar. You offered it for the gods. Then only the Levitical order could handle it because they had to tie a rope around them because if they weren't right, the power in the box would kill them. So they'd drag them out. Then you rent the veil in two and got your power back. Coming down, we got the third temple and coming back in. Everything's just going up right. Oh, you own it. You own it. You own it. You got it. You got it. You got it. And then, bam, you make a black mirror and you turn right around and you go, all right. And then you take and pump all your power into the new Ark of the Covenant. And there you go. And now you're starting it all over again, except this time you don't control the veil. The tech body holds the curtain. And no Levites are going to be allowed. You see? Goshen
so
is a protected place. You're not in Goshen anymore. And there's giants in the land of Canaan. So, just saying.
And then this is not another cycle starting. It's still the same cycle.
Yeah, we're just trying to get you back to your power. That's all. That's all it's ever been. So, but you just won't get it back. Every meal you give to Facial Book, you're not getting back.
Every what?
Every meal that you give to the Facial Book, you're not getting back.
Okay.
You want to develop it. Now you have some more words. Now you have some more words. You want to develop that, too, because it was good. It's a good point. Good point of order.
Uh-huh. Well, help me comprehend... Is it just Facial Book? Is everything having to do with a computer?
Yeah, everything.
Or that is the tech
everything. Book? No, it's not even the computer. It's the supermarket. It's the road signs. It's the emails. It's the directions. It's the red lights. It's the traffic cams. It's the watching what's what. It tells everything. It knows everything. You can avoid it. You don't even have to have a computer anymore. And it runs everything. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. It's great fun. So what you got to do, you can't fight it. Just don't give it your power. That's the only thing
right.
you can do.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You're all doing very
all
well,
right.
darling.
You're doing very well, Susanna. Doing very well.
Okay. Thank you, all.
So says
Thank
the young
you.
Mister. You're welcome. So says the young Mr. Grace.
Thank you, Ion. Much gratitude.